coolest name in rock. That's Buzz Skaggs. Lido Shuffle at 7:09 up and at 'em. Thanks to our mates at Harvey Norman Mount Barker. It is your Tuesday. You're right. What's going on there, Jenny Lenman? You unplugged yourself.
Hey, Adam.
Hello. What's happening?
No, someone else used the studio yesterday and
dirty.
They unplugged the headphones.
Why would you do that?
Because they have their own. Oh, they didn't put it back.
I have my own because I don't want to get ear herpes from you people.
Well, wow. To be fair to them, every single day I wipe down with sanitary cloths.
Perfectly fine. Disinfecting cloths, let's call them.
Oh, yeah, not
cloths.
Sanitary cloths.
Not sanitary cloths.
Not a ladies thing.
These, in fact, are called strike.
Strike.
Strike. Disinfectant wipes. Strike.
Very masculine.
Disinfectant wipes. It's lemon flavoured. Is it flavoured? Lemon scented. Let me wipe down my own headphones with the strike. Anyway.
Okay.
There we go. Oh, they're all wet now. Oh,
yeah.
No, they're fine.
Anyway. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. How was your evening?
It was really nice, actually.
Was that great?
I'm usually the one to cook.
Are you?
But
do you get home early?
Yeah, got enough time.
Whack the stuff on the pot.
Something like that.
What's your go-to?
Like
Tuesday night?
Oh,
tonight?
Yeah?
What do you reckon?
Oh, what should I do tonight? Maybe some lamb chops or
a
bolognese?
I have a lamb chop and I go, I should eat more lamb.
Oh, it's so good.
And then I remember, they're $1,000 a kilo.
Yeah, they are very expensive.
That's why I don't.
But Saatchi made pork schnitzels from scratch last night for me.
Wow. I mean, the pig did a lot of the heavy lifting, but yes, well done to him.
He did the breading and all that.
Nice. Pork schnitzels.
And he even cleaned up the pots and pans. What a bloody legend.
What a bloody legend. And then, of course, Monday night, so he's off learning how to save people from fires.
At the CFS. Oh, I mean, what a hero.
The bloke's a Superman.
But. He did do something which was a bit weird. What?
You want to share? What did he do?
Okay, so he said, "Hey, babe, I've cut down the whole rose bush because he and I agreed.
Got to go, right?
It's got to go. It's not one of those lovely rose bushes with beautiful smells and stuff,
right?
But really nice flowers." And I said, "Oh, that's great. Where are the roses?" He's like, "What do you mean?
They're in the bin.
In the green bin."
That's right.
But
I just said out loud, "I cut down the rose bush."
I was like, "Well, we could have had a lovely bouquet."
Right.
He was like, "Nah, I didn't think about that."
Right.
He said, because for some reason we've joked around about the fact in the past that he's a simple but effective tool. He's like, "That's what I am, babe."
Yep.
I'm a simple but effective tool. Get it done.
Right.
Don't bother with the nuance. Don't worry about any other elements of this.
Here's what happened last night, folks. Saatchi cooked dinner.
Yep.
Washed up.
Yep.
Then went off to CFS training to learn how to save lives. In his spare time, he did the home gardening. That's what happened. And then what happened is Jenny came home and said, "Where are the flowers?
Where are the beautiful flowers?
Where's my vase?
Where's my beautiful bouquet?"
Yeah, this is why blokes sit on the couch and watching sport. That's why that happens.
Oh, my God. And did I ever tell you about the time that I was constantly hinting about the fact that I really like flowers?
Right.
Whenever we walked past.
Flowers.
Florists or whatever.
Yeah.
I know it's very cliche. Not all women love flowers, whatever. Some men love flowers. Get a man a bouquet.
Right.
But anyway.
Any day of the year you want to get me flowers. Any day of the year. Flowers are, you know.
But one day he cottoned on and he was like, "Oh, hey, babe. Yeah. You know how you said that women love flowers?
Right.
Were you talking about my mum or your mum?"
The more stories like this, The deeper into the genius of the man I see. Because he's gone, "She's just hinting about flowers.
What is with this lady?"
I mean,
hinting about flowers.
Is she not? Does she not get her own income? Does she not draw her own income? Does she not work hard for her own money? Why does she not buy herself some flowers? I'll show her. Hey, should we get it for your mum or mine? That's genius, mate. Well done.
Oh, no. Lovely. Bless him, bless him, bless him.
He's
a good one.
He is a good one.
And yeah, maybe I should just get myself some flowers.
Just get yourself some damn flowers.
All right.
Are you all right?
Yeah, just picking some bits of my cat's fur off my skirt, that's all.
Right. Just further down the rabbit hole of your life we go. Coming up after 8, Jenny and I, without much of her knowledge, pitch for a new job.
Oh, dear.
We're going for a new job, Jenny.
Oh, okay.
The good news is, if we get it, we could probably stay here and do it.
Okay.
All right? So it's all good.
All right. I'm curious to know more about this. Thank
that's
you.
That's after 8 o'clock. Up and Adam's world domination begins after 8. Speaking of which, here's Tears for Fears, and everybody wants to rule the world. 7:15.